Good evening, ladies. You are the ladies that were at the Diva group meeting in Hitchin today, which was held at the Curves Fitness Studio. It was an absolute delight to meet you all, and I am so pleased that you took the time to listen to me, and now that you're listening to the podcast. It was just so interesting to see how everybody looked so different when they used their Diva feet, and all of your faces looked very animated, and the energy that you gave off was quite incredible. You know, you should be on the Covent Garden opera chorus. So let's just go back to the points from the talk that I gave. One was that we had two lovely guinea pigs, and they weren't proper guinea pigs, Linda and Alison, that showed different ways of standing when they're in normal situations. Linda leaned back, and as she said, she did it because she had to stand up for so long when she had her original job. And when we put a little bit more weight onto the balls of her feet, she looked quite different and more energized, although it felt a little bit strange to her at first because she has got into the habit of leaning backwards. Actually, her back pains went, which was absolutely brilliant. And for Alison, she almost did the opposite. She was leaning forward, putting too much weight onto the balls of her feet, and also holding her hands quite high up over her chest. And she was trying to be terribly humble. And Linda and Alison, you're just such a gorgeous, beautiful lady. People want to see that, and you don't need to hide all of your glamour, all of your beautiful personality behind a bush or even behind your hands. So what you were doing was actually putting more weight onto your heels and so that you could stand up straighter. So the main points that we all tried as a group is that we discovered our Diva feet. So we thought about our big toe, our little toe, and our heel. So those two triangles, obviously one for each foot, and we adjusted the weight so that it was evenly distributed between each of those corners. So not too far forward when there's too much weight onto the balls of the feet, or too far back when there's too much weight on the heels, but actually evenly distributed. When that occurred, your knees were nice and soft, and you were able to stand up straighter. Remember, when you lean too far forward, that's the lion, that you're giving out messages, and they can actually be quite aggressive, the opposite being the mouse when there's too much weight on the heels. And again, there's not much, there's the opposite. There's not much energy going out, and you can give the impression that you don't want people to come up and talk to you. So by having Diva feet, it's in a neutral position, and you are giving a good open posture and good open messages to other people that they will come and speak to you. So I hope you found this podcast of interest. As I mentioned in my talk, I also produce an e-zine, a free one, newsletter, and I would be delighted for you to subscribe to that. If you go onto my website, which is executivevoice.co.uk, and press subscribe in the little box. Alternatively, I'd be delighted to meet you for coffee to have a chat about things that you're doing and how I might help you. And I've also got some CDs that have just come out, one on ways to speak on the telephone, being effective on the telephone, another for cold calling, and my original course, which is Make an Impact with Your Voice. Thank you. Bye-bye.